You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time once again to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players, so we need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
Well, you know, I counted my toes before we got here, and I still got all 10.
Oh, congratulations. So glad to hear it. Want to say hi and welcome and good luck to Kate from Eugene. Kate, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on. What do you like to do when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us?
Well, I am a federal government employee, and I work with the hardest working people on earth.
Oh, wonderful. Well, yeah. Thank you for your service, Kate.
Indeed.
Forrest, let's play the conundrum.
Let's play. So this is going to be a round where all the answers are letters of the English alphabet.
Oh, okay. You got that, Kate?
Got it.
So first, a saltire is a shape that appears on flags and signs that resembles what English letter? That's on the Scottish flag, for one.
Oh, and these men are a group of mutants in the Marvel continuity.
Yeah. It's a treasure maps you might see this letter.
It marks the spot. There you go.
There we go. The next, a river in Lincoln City was the shortest in the world for a while before it was dethroned by one in Montana. I imagine they're still sour about that. Or it's the nickname of UO graduate Caitlin Olsen's character on Always Sunny.
D.
Oh, good.
Next, we've got an Oliver Stone movie about the 43rd president, or it's the letter represented by three fingers in ASL, American Sign Language. I know it's a fabulous radio clue to reference a visual language.
Well, I'm thinking JFK, but...
Not that one.
Yeah, go down the line of
not
presidents.
That one.
No, it's a different Oliver Stone movie about the 43rd
about,
president.
Did you say about a president?
Yeah, the 43rd president.
Who played this character?
I don't remember. It might have been Josh Brolin.
Oh, W.
There you go.
There we go.
Good one.
Next, we've got Chicago's rapid transit system, or a symbol. Or 50. Yeah, we didn't even need the 50. Next, we've got James Bond's coworker who invents all the fancy spy gadgets, or it's a nickname of Rashida Jones's dad.
Q.
Oh, good.
Next, an alternate generational name for the millennials, or it's the letter that begins most Canadian airport codes.
Is it Z?
No.
No.
No, Gen Z is younger than millennials.
Gen Z is younger than millennials.
Yeah.
Why?
There you go.
Next, it's 440 hertz in music corresponds to what musical note?
Ooh, I like this question.
You would.
Yeah, I like this one too, and I should know this. Give me a second. A.
Very good.
I was going to give you the Hawthorne clue next. We didn't even need that. And finally, a movie with an insect protagonist voiced by Jerry Seinfeld has been copied into various anonymous online forums as a protest.
Oh my gosh. All right. I'm thinking A Bug's Life, but he wasn't in A Bug's Life.
No, it's a different one.
Oh, ants? No.
No. It's a letter, so it'd be...
Yeah.
Yeah, what could it be, Kate?
Oh, B.
Oh, good.
The B movie. Yeah, I am charmed by people putting...
I don't know how I came up with that all of a sudden.
Putting the B movie script into various forms on the internet.
I like that kind of subversion. That's A-OK. Well, Kate, you did great. So well, in fact, that we would like to send you a KLCC tote bag.
Oh, thank you. It was fun.
It was fun for us as well.
A grade A guest.
Grade A indeed. You earn an A+ from us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. KLCC Quizmaster Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would love for you to play with us on the air. Register to play at klcc.org/conundrum.